It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you and welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. On today's show, our guest is Dr. Sherry Ho. She is a family practice physician in Irvine who specializes in using traditional Chinese medicine in addition to Western medicine. Welcome, Dr. Ho.
Hi, I'm so glad to be in the show.
Oh, we're really, really glad to have you. Now, we're going to talk about an enormous subject, traditional Chinese medicine, but one that's getting more and more attention here in the U.S. as time goes on. We're delighted you're here to give us an insider's look at some of the modern-day applications of this ancient science. So what is traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, by definition?
From the name, we know that Chinese medicine originates from China, and it is also called Eastern medicine because it's practiced not only in China, but also in Korea and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And Chinese medicine is a comprehensive health system developed over several thousand years of observation and practice. And there are sophisticated diagnostic systems based on clusters of symptoms and signs in a patient. And it uses a holistic approach, meaning that a person is viewed as a whole, and processes of the human body are interrelated and in constant interaction with the environment.
Okay. Now, we've all heard about yin and yang, but maybe you can explain a little bit about what they mean.
Many of the terms in Chinese medicine are abstractive concepts. They may sound mysterious initially, just mm-hmm. like yin and yang. And yin and yang actually represent two opposite natural complementary forces. Literally, yang is the sunny side of a mountain, and yin is the shady side. In human body, yang includes energy, the capacity of producing heat, the active physical force of the body, and yin represents the supporting substance, the matrix of the body, which includes blood fluid, enzymes, and various glycoproteins.
Okay. So, Dr. Ho, what is unique about Chinese medicine?
You know, in Chinese medicine, rich resources exist in the biophysical observations. For example, energy and heat are very important in Chinese medicine diagnosis and treatment. The capacity of energy and heat production, the flow of energy, or we call qi, and the excessive heat generation commonly observed in postmenopausal syndrome, or slow heat production of many people sensitive to cold. These are all important observations which correspond to treatments proved effective in practice. We know that some people like the dry heat in Palm Springs,
yes,
but some cannot stand it.
Right.
And this is because the physical characteristics of the environment, including heat, cold, dampness, and dryness, influence our bodies. And each individual has a different set of properties and degrees of being hot, cold, dry, or wet, which define their physical state.
And as your as their doctor, that's your job to find out which type of person they are, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. In what areas can Chinese medicine complement modern medicine?
So the observation, like we say, in the biophysics and the experience accumulated in treating disorders pertaining to the biophysical aspect of our bodies potentially are the most valuable assets of Chinese medicine as a complement to modern medicine. We know modern medicine is stronger in the structural and biochemical aspects of the body, but different viewpoints provide different approach to disorders, and the experience in using hundreds of herbs and acupuncture are very valuable additions to modern medicine.
Yeah, that leads to my next question. What other kinds of treatments do you provide in Chinese medicine? I know herbal, acupuncture, maybe some acupressure as well?
Uh-huh. Yes. I use all these, the Chinese herbal, acupuncture, and acupressure. I like to first talk about Chinese herbal medicine because
sure.
it is very different from most of the herbal supplements that we get over the counter.
Okay.
The herbal formula is prescribed after a thorough evaluation of a person's imbalance in each internal system. Like we say, those like heat and cold, dampness, dryness, and also the strength of the yin and yang in different systems. There are usually more than 10 herbs in a designed formula. So an experienced herbalist can treat a wide variety of disorders. And there are more than 100 herbs I commonly prescribe. So these herbal formulas can support, strengthen, and gradually build up our energy, blood, and the function of every system. And they can also cleanse excessive heat or dampness. It is a very sophisticated healing art.
And again, it's the combination of many different herbs, not just going to the drugstore and getting some ginkgo biloba and calling
right,
it a day.
Right, not a single herb. The difference right. is that this combination approach that can balance and take care of problems from different angle and minimize the side effect.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about acupuncture.
Yes, acupuncture is one of the best modalities of physical therapy, in my view. It involves insertion of thin needles to different parts of the body. You may not feel the needles, or you may feel some pressure or ache at the stimulated point. Most people that have been feeling like pretty comfortable, and it is good for all kinds of pain or combined with herbal medicine for internal disorders. It enhances and balances the energy flows in the meridian channel network and promotes self-healing.
Does it really unblock you? Is that really what these needles do?
Well, unblock the stagnation of energy flow.
Okay. When do people benefit from Chinese medicine the most?
I think if you feel tired often, have chronic sinus problems, or allergies, eczema, like acid reflux, gastritis, even like irritable bowel, or all kinds of pain, knee pain, heel pain, or we call the plantar fasciitis, low back pain, and also menstrual problems or postmenopausal problems with hot flushes, night sweats, and many other conditions, especially when you do not feel well. But no clear diagnosis can be made, then you may benefit from Chinese medicine.
Tell us what you would do with a typical woman having terrible hot flashes. How would you examine her, and then what would you perhaps treat?
Hot flash, this is an example of yin and yang imbalance. We talked about yin and yang earlier. Because the hormonal change of the body creates this imbalance, that this yin heat is excessive relative to the deficient yin matrix. So in Chinese medicine, the treatment is to support the deficient yin matrix and quench the fire.
I see. Okay. Would you do that with herbs or acupressure?
We can do both. Specific herbs are known to be very effective in cooling, and others good for yin supplement. And acupuncture can also provide extra help in releasing the inner heat and restoring the balance.
Okay. And again, it's the combination of herbs. It's not just one herb together that you would get over the counter. You'd go to a medicine doctor like yourself who combines Chinese medicine with Western medicine and hope for the best outcome.
Yes.
What is it that you like about Chinese medicine in particular?
I like it the most in that Chinese medicine, in a word, is nature medicine. So not only are the treatment modalities natural, the whole health concepts, the views of diseases and ways of prevention are all linked with the natural environment and our built-in natural rhythms of life. And it emphasizes disease prevention and health promotion by healthy living.
Right. It's really about the prevention. I mean, when it's time for Western medicine, perhaps you haven't been preventing some of the things that you could have by living a better life, correct? And that's when Western medicine comes in.
Right. And then Western medicine, because we oftentimes rely on those numbers, and, well, we actually have some kind of imbalance before those numbers go wrong or structural change happen. So if we can observe the changes of our body, and we can prevent the further changes or damages to our body earlier.
Well, let's hope, Dr. Ho, that we see a merging of Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine in the very near future in this country.
Yes, and I like to have more research or more people study in this field.
Absolutely. Today we've been talking with Dr. Sherry Ho about traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, and you can find out more by visiting hoaghospital.org. Remember to share this excellent information with your friends, your spouses, and your family by downloading a podcast of this show or any other 24 hours a day on demand, which means anytime you have a little bit of time on your hands to listen. Please stay with us. We'll be talking about using traditional Chinese medicine to treat common ailments coming up. I am Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much, much more ahead.